buried in this field. I've seen enough blood. But if you want more, I can't stop you. I can only warn you that it will be your blood, not ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're back. Second hour here of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we have a caller here with us. And, you know, what do we do? What do we do about the liars, these people who have no integrity, right, Luca? No integrity. You know, and something I really wish that we could do is because these people are trying to put the nuts and bolts to us, right? They're trying to put the machines on us. Oh, this person's crazy. Let's, you know, put them under MRI. Put them under this. Put them on that test. This test. If you're speaking the truth, they'll try to shut you up, put you in an insane asylum. We need to flip the script. There are ways to tell if a person is lying. Scientifically speaking, that, okay, you know, they had the, they have the lie detector test, which is, you know, not that reliable. It can be cheated. But what you're not going to cheat is the MRI that shows certain areas of your brain lighting up. Okay? We need to have these politicians underneath these God helmets and showing out the readings of what's actually going on in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Lying to us, let's throw them to the dogs. If they're lying to us, it's treason. Automatic death. We need to make these people scared. That's one thing. These people no longer fear us. They look at us as insignificant bugs that they can crush. The government no longer fears us. We need to make it to where if you're going to be in office, you better be knowing what you're doing. Because it's an automatic death sentence if you fail. We need to get vicious with our government. That's one of my solutions.
I like it.
I mean, it's treason. If you lie, it's treason. You cannot.
No.
You violate anybody's rights. It's treason.
If we lie to them, it's a felony, right? But if they lie, it's just politics. Yeah, that's what you mean. I get it.
It's perjury, contempt of court. You know, they got all kinds of names. Obstruction of justice. They got all kinds of stuff they can throw us in the slammer for.
I got something for the caller. I got something really good for the caller. Remember Biden that was exactly on December 17th, 2021. Quote, a most dire warning yet. I'm going to laugh. I'm sorry. A most dire warning yet from the president to the unvaccinated. For the unvaccinated, we're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. And another quote says, quote, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals that they will soon overwhelm. Okay. You want to talk about patriarchy at work? Biden says stupid son of a bitch when he's talking about Peter Ducey. Okay, that's how they talk among themselves behind closed doors. And I happen to have heard them myself, a runner-up to the position of premier of the province when I was working in Canada as a cameraman. And I had my gear and my batteries to charge in the back. And I just happened to turn around, and there was the guy, the runner-up, talking with a friend of his, and he was like, you know, in French, he says, we'll just freaking tell them what stupid idiots out there, what they want to hear. No, go out and have a drink. How's that? You know? And they laugh. So, yeah.
Well, we had George Bush flipping off the camera.
I get it. You know what I mean? I've seen it firsthand. And you look at, and you know, when I looked at Saki talking, I think it was to Peter Doocy too, and my volume was turned down on the TV, I did the best writing on patriarchy I've ever done. And I read it on the air on another show.
On another episode of this show or somebody else's show?
Yeah. Another one of these shows, I think.
Okay.
Two, 3 shows ago. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, Miles, did we ask your question? Are we any closer to what we need to be doing?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say this. You know, you see these things go on. Like, you see this drag queen story hour. Now, is that going on in Chicago or Harlem or Detroit?
It's only going on in the states that are going along with it. And they showed you on the map. Those are the ones that are just, you know, PUSSY whipped, okay, by the government. Right. They get well paid. Go ahead.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's such a broad range, you know, assault on, we're going to do this here. We're going to do this to this community, and then we're going to keep everybody at odds.
Yep.
Listen, I know if I seen Tranny storytelling time with the legs open up, I would have lost my mind as a kid. I would have been like, hell no. Oh,
V, we're talking better. We're talking better than that. You want to talk sex? We're talking a lot better than that. We're talking 10-year-olds that form a circle, okay? And they have a nude couple in the center showing them different positions. And all the little kids are like, oh, wow, you know? And I didn't see any adult in that picture. And I can reproduce it again. It's buried in my 6,000+ pictures somewhere. But there's that. There's the tranny one. Then there's the middle school where they're teaching, you know, a girl to go into the boys' room or vice versa. It doesn't matter. Just go home and don't tell your folks. You know, and they're literally pumping up the kids. Because I suggest for the caller to listen to or to download the Protocols of Zion if you get a chance to. Because it's in full swing and it's play by play. Confuse the sexes.
Yeah.
Replace education with filth and perversion. It's all there.
Right. Right. Well, that's why I couldn't understand this governor of Florida. They come up with this law like you can't introduce any of this from kindergarten to third grade. I mean, but why should they introduce it at any grade in anything? Why should they introduce anything other than academic education?
It's called controlled opposition. It's called controlled opposition. I thought he was good too, but he's not. He's just one of them. And that proves my theory again, that, you know,
That's the best we get. And that's what it's designed to give. The worst to us is the best that we get. But, hey, I want to thank you, gentlemen. And V, you always got an excellent show. And this Luca, thank you, Luca. I like your contributions. They're always very well planned and thought of, too. And thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. Excellent question. It's an ongoing issue here, and there's going to be some answers that it's going to need to be addressed eventually because we're not going to be able to put up this crap for too much longer. Let's get to over 9,000 in Florida, line 3. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey. Oh, yeah, good to hear from you.
I was going to say, you don't have to sell drugs well. You don't have to sell pot anymore. You can go up to the store and get it. We got dispensaries everywhere. You just get a license and you go get it. Well, it's a good thing you guys bring up the you know, the protocols, because I brought it up on this particular network before, and I've been shunned for it. But that and the Sabbatarian Francis, that's another thing if you guys are familiar with, too. And I'm starting to wonder, you know, are things going like how they want it? Like, they want to bring all the perverse stuff so that their Messiah can come back or whatever they believe. If you've read any of that stuff about the Sabbatarian Francis.
It's exactly the opposite of true love. It's exactly the opposite of good. You have that's why everybody's right. Saying we're in a spiritual war right now. Anything that you can see about love and about good and about morality, it's the exact opposite. And what they're saying in the Bible right. Is that there were those angels that split. Okay, well, that's, you know, I believe that's the essence of that story. And it's always I've been on a show with V, and I've actually seen either V disappear because of the energies, or me not be able to. All of a sudden, you can't dial in, or you can't communicate, or something happens, or the computer has a problem. That's me, you know. There's always the negative coming in there all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's happened before, like with Caligula. You know, you go back and look; everything was perverse. All the, you know.
Yeah.
All this, you know, child porn stuff. And did Hillary Clinton eat people? Yeah, I'm sure she probably did. I mean, the whole Pizzagate thing, I always thought it was real. You know, why did you throw that guy in jail?
I actually thought that's the same bloodline, is it not? Don't we go back? Isn't that the same bloodline that goes all the way back to the Roman times? Literally, I think it is. The 13 bloodlines that they always talk about, the elite have that one bloodline that goes all the way back to the Roman times. And that's... It's ironic that you say that, but that's what the protocols are. It's all about children. It's all about sex with children. It's all about, you know, it's unbelievable.
You've seen it in the Weimar Republic, too. I mean, it was getting that bad in Germany. Like, you talk about that a lot. I love to hear you talk about that. People need to talk about that more. You don't hear
that's,
all you ever really yes. heard. I've talked to B about the whole Hitler thing before. I don't know. I just, you know... I look back at now, I thought he was the lesser evil, if you want to call him evil. He was the lesser evil than the monsters that were all around him, you know? And now, a lot of people think Putin is this hero, too. And I just think if all wars are banker wars and they're both propped up, so what makes it any different now? You know, any different now? He's, you know, the information that you get, you can't believe anything you see on TV.
Permission to speak freely, and V, I'll shut up after this, I promise. Very quickly, it's become more and more apparent that Hitler was definitely one of the good guys, and they wanted to crush him. It's all over Lloyd George, the prime minister that puts him on a pedestal in 1936. He goes to his Austrian retreat, tells him he restored Germany's honor. It's all documented. And this is what I'm going to be hoping to bring in slowly. But for now, people have to learn that JFK has it written in his diary, and that, you know, LG did say it in 1936. You bring it in slowly because people aren't ready for what's coming. My point, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because our point in talking about this is because you can't understand what's going on today without fully understanding. And John Stadmiller had that intuition. He knew that, you know, this is where they learned how to do the seven countries in 5 years after the lie of 9/11, right? Because they learned how to do it to Germany. Oh, geez, okay. Assad, Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, you know, Iran's next. We're setting Iran up right now. Isn't that the last one on the list? Right?
If you look further back, it's been done over and over again. If you look how empires have fell and characters all around all that, you know, same people, same. I don't like to. Well, you know where I'm going with it, but I've recently gone over and looked at the Sabbatarian thing again. You know, I forget about that in the back of your mind. That's another whole thing that ties into a lot of this, I believe. You know,
and that's your thing. You're good at that. So keep a hold of that, and whatever resonates with you, work on it so you can get good at it and you can share it. That's what we're here for.
And I brought up the Franklin School too to be before about what they were teaching in the 20s, what they were doing, how they were showing how to really destroy societies, you know, with language. Like, yep. And you're seeing it now. It's like the same. When you really study that, see what they were teaching back then. I've seen all kinds of documentaries on that. But they were, you know, this. I don't think the gay thing was a big thing then, but the language was. And the word racism comes from the Franklin School. That's what I've read.
Yes, the word
and Antifa
the
came
word,
from that too.
The word racist Antifa was in. I don't remember the guy's name. I have it very close by, but I probably don't have enough time to find it. But the word racism was the same thing as the word Nazi. It's the same thing as, you know, Nazism and it, you know, all the isms. Those are all. It's almost like saying it's all CIA and all FBI because that's all it was. It's just propaganda that people were whipping up, and you find out
why.
Well,
you see this new language. You see this pronoun language they have now. What's your pronoun? You see, they're changing language. They're playing with language too, of all things. Not just the kids, the children, but they're messing everything up, man. It's really getting bad. But
and they're trying
I
to get rid of threats. I'm sorry, they're trying to get rid of threats like you because you know so much about what they're doing. Same thing as they want to get rid of veterans because they taught them how to fight, and that's why they're so good at it. You know, so. Everything's imploding, and it should be really interesting to see where we're going, because that's, wow.
You were speaking about mass consciousness before, too. I don't get on change gears or anything. We talk about that. I like to hear you talk about that. I heard an experiment years ago, or I think it was Art Bell or somebody, had everybody focus on making it rain, like in Arizona. There was a drought, and then it poured so much it flooded. You know, that sort of thing. I kind of believe in that. I'm hip to that, you know? I mean, you don't believe in it. You just know it's there, you know?
It is true. And it is coming from, I'll find the clip and I'll play it next time for you personally. If you call back, I'll have the clip ready tomorrow night. It's about intent. You can't fool creator. Okay. And it's about intent. If you have good intent, you can make it rain. If everybody gets together, they can make it rain. They can heal people. You can still do it today if you have that intent. If V and I have the right intent, we can vibrate at that level for people. That's how it works. That's how Reiki works at healing distance, you know? I really believe in that. And that's what they're trying to crush. That is the enemy that they're trying to get rid of.
I wonder if at some point in time, we've been lied to about history and everything, people were onto that, you know? But anyway, I'll let you guys go.
If you're interested, I think we had a show last week. We had a targeted individual on, Mark Williams. If you want to join his prayer campaign, you know, the gathering of the minds, the masses, focusing on one thing to make it happen, that's definitely something that you can start from scratch with if you want to study such a thing or be a part of it.
Yeah, I'll listen to it. I listen to your show all the time, man. I don't know. I'll check it out. I've heard you guys talk about the targeted individual stuff, too. Have you guys ever heard of Charles Giuliani? You ever heard of him, Charles Giuliani? Never heard of that guy, have you? Well, he's got some good videos on YouTube, and it's called Christendom, D-U-M-B. Ooh. It's good, though. This guy used to be a minister, and he's, like, converted out of it, and he just shows you everything. It's just everything in the Bible and stuff. I don't want to go into that, but, I mean, he shows you, you know.
You know what Christendom? The word Christendom says it all.
Yeah.
Christendom is like the absolute, okay? Absolutism, that's what that is. It's incredible. There's like, these people were so stuck up, they were so preordained or self-proclaimed or whatever the term is, that you can't get that evil. There's no word in the English language, I don't think, for it. You know, like, it's so racist to begin with. There's nobody, you know what was interesting is that acceptance of other faiths was denial of their own faith. That's how it worked. I can't accept your faith and how you believe because it's a betrayal for me of my own. And that was overplayed and overplayed. That was their excuse to genocide everybody that didn't believe in them. Or they couldn't be converted like good citizens. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Charles Giuliani, I check him out. He's used to have a, I don't know, just if you want to check that out, it's pretty good. Christian, it's on YouTube. He's got a whole big series where he does the Masons. He does the, what I was talking about there, the Sabbatarians, all cool. That stuff, and it's pretty good stuff. But anyway, I'll let you guys go. And
thank you for calling. Thank you for teaching us so much.
Yeah. I love listening to you guys, man. I'll talk to you later.
Good hearing from you. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, so let's hit up this clip, Mike.
University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas taking first place in the NCAA 500-yard freestyle. She is the first transgender athlete to be crowned NCAA champion, but not without controversy, because critics say she has an unfair physical advantage over the other swimmers and should not have been allowed to compete. Now, second place went to University of Virginia swimmer Emma Wyant, who won a silver medal in last year's Tokyo Olympics. She's getting an outpouring of support on social media, with some calling her the true winner. And we saw, Lauren, at that medal ceremony, the crowd was virtually silent when Leah Thomas was announced the winner, the first place winner, and yet they went crazy cheering for the second place.
Because
winner.
Leah Thompson, Thomas went through puberty, right, as a boy. She has bigger lungs, bigger arms, bigger hands, and now she's competing against women who don't have that physically. So they viewed the second place winner, Emma Wyant, as the first place winner. I think this is a major issue for so many athletes, so many parents out there who are raising athletes, because the rules of the game are changing, and we're figuring out what they should be. Should transgender athletes have an asterisk next to their name if they win, right? Because Leah was like number 467 when she competed as a male. Now she's number one as a female. I mean, it's a tough issue, and I think it's gonna be an election issue as well.
And Joe Concha, so Martina Navratilova, tennis legend, came out, sort of said the exact same thing. She said maybe the solution in the interim is that you're honoring the decisions of these transgender athletes, but you're not negatively affecting those who have worked so hard to get where they are. So maybe you put an asterisk by the name, you reserve medals, you come up with some type of interim solution in the gray area right now, Joe.
And that's not a bad idea at all. And if the producers just put up that full screen real quick, if you could, the first full screen showing the three swimmers, because that really hits home in terms of the advantage, right, that we're seeing here. And look, my wife is a former Division I athlete, right? And look at that, guys. And she would tell me about the training regimen that she had to go through in terms of being on the track team at her school on top of being pre-med. It's just such an overwhelming commitment. And for these girls that are competing, knowing when they go into a competition that they're going to lose, because one person they're competing against has a decided physical advantage. It's a whole ball of wrong. But if you criticize this, somehow you're anti-trans somehow. Of course not. It's just a matter of asking for a level, competitive playing field. And I don't see why that's controversial in any way.
And Harris, we have parents, actually a video of them that spoke with Fox Digital earlier, and they sort of made that same point. They said this isn't really the right place to honor those decisions of transgenders because it's negatively impacting the biological females that have worked so hard. We'll play a bit.
We do not support a biological male swimming in the women's championship meet against females. It is an unfair advantage.
He's a human. We should respect that and what he wants to do with his life. But this isn't the place to do it. It's taken opportunity away from females that have worked very, very hard for a long, long time, even before college, to get into this position. And it's just not right.
Uh-oh.
So I think it is worth saying again, this is not about a lack of love for transgender community. It's about also honoring who they are and their journey. Maybe either an asterisk or a separate but equal division. We got to come up with an answer. These are our children.
Uh-oh. V, shut me up. Shut me up.
Matriarchy. Wait, where's the matriarchy here? Sounds like the patriarchy's with him.
You know what? I'm going to throw this at you because I was there. I was there when I heard the clip of those three women that were in the pool that got together and said no. That was a man in the pool. sorry. That's where it all started. You know,
patriarchy.
They're trying to, patriarchy is trying to slip Zionism in to confuse the sexes. 90 people out of 100 say it's okay. Everything's fine. It slides through. The people that caused the trouble are the people that made the clip.
Luca, slipping in Zionism. Well, you know what? If you don't like anything Jewish, then you're anti-Semitic. If you don't want to let this man win the females Olympics, then you're anti-trans.
Yeah, you're racist. Yeah, exactly. You know, but you know, we have to. If I can do anything in any show that I'll ever do, we got to teach people that it's not the Jewish race. It's not race at all. It's a Zionist. It's Zionist Jewry is what it is. That's the proper term for what we're seeing, for what the caller was talking about, for what they're trying to transform the world into because they're Satanists. That's what this is. Very interesting. So they're trying to break up the woman's role. And most of the women go, okay, whatever, we're going along with it, just like the idiots that were vaccinated. Okay, whatever. Without research, you know? Oh, really? Okay, fine.
Yeah, so okay, again, people, it is all based on what the powers that be want. You can put these identical situations right next to each other, but they'll be treated differently based on the politics. You and I, we can sit here, we can say, you know, this and that exists. I can talk about my experience as a target individual. I can be put into a mental hospital, but somebody says, I don't know who I am. I'm having emotional problems. Please chop me up and mutilate me. And then next thing you know, they got a first place medal and they're all over the media being a star, superstar. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to jump in there. It's the same thing. I mean, it's not the same thing, but it's the same sort of situation that should be treated equally, but it's not. Right?
You got it. So, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to sit there and watch them pollute everything? Not me. I'm going to do my best to at least educate. That way I can go to bed knowing that I did my best every day. Right? Poor you. You must be going through hell, too. You're trying to do this as much as you can. You've been on the radio how long? For how long, right?
Yeah. You catch a gander at those truck nuts?
He said to me the other day, he says, I don't want to burn you out. You know? Because that's what it is. People don't realize how much you give of yourself to shows like this.
I'm going to spare you, Caitlyn Jenner. I'm going to spare you. But I had to do something just to bring up the point.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
I'm going to post this one up on... So you guys know what I'm laughing about. I'm going to post this one up on tlbtalk.com. I'm going to do it right now.
See, I'm so proud of. This is what I'm so proud of, because the people that really know, I'm sorry?
Hold on, Luca. We got to go on a commercial break.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll be back.
Speaker box.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad.
consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ready on the left. Ready on the right.
Yo, B, what up, my dude?
What up? Okay.
Yo, kick that thing you was kicking in the studio.
Yeah, yo, what that joint? Round town, I'm bound. Shake the ground, shake the town. Wave the pound, leads you down.
Yo, yo, who's that, B?
Graham Jones, I see you, baby.
Yo, kick it again.
Good looking. Yeah. Yo, round town, I'm bound. Shake the ground, shake the town. Wave the pound, leads you down. And that's how we approach these f***ers. Trying to grow and be fly, but they still maggots. I'm sure all I gotta do is call my man. 40 cal, watch yourself, I'll spoil your plans. I'm the up-top gangster, the star in the hood. One of the few m***ers that ain't scared of shook. Man, that was 9-5, man, f*** the past. See niggas out there front, bodyguards up their ass, man.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Just because the caller brought up DeSantis, guy in Florida, right? And then the caller after that, or the same caller, brought up Hitler. I have to play this for you guys. Let's go ahead and do this next track. Go ahead.
All right, Black and White Network. The mainstream media. We have been hammering the mainstream media on this channel for a very, very long time. They don't tell you honest news. They divulge in fake news. If you're not a part of the leftist machine, the mainstream media, they will try to smear you, even with some of the most horrible people in human history. Now, Ron DeSantis, a conservative Republican, he's not like some of these weak Republicans like a Mitt Romney. No, this man will actually fight back. He has stripped Disney, the Walt Disney Company, of their self-governing power. Now, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people on the left in the mainstream media thought he was bluffing. He's not. This man is dead serious, man. He is going to be one day, I believe, the future president of the United States of America. I believe it's only a matter of time. Ron DeSantis is doing the Lord's work. But NBC News, fake news, they have now smeared this man. They're trying to smear this man. You know why? Because he wants parents to have the rights. The mainstream media, they want government control. They want your kids to be indoctrinated by the government. And this is very, very concerning, folks. So check this out. NBC News column. DeSantis is a clear danger than Trump, pushing thought control like Nazi Germany. If he emerges as a national candidate, get ready to fight his brand of demagoguery. NBC News comparing Ron DeSantis to the National Socialist German Workers Party, a.k.a. the Nazi Party, and their leader, Adolf Hitler. This is dishonest news, folks. Ron DeSantis is nothing like that. Now, maybe NBC News, since they like to engage in fake news, when it came to Nazi Germany, just a little bit of history here, your children were property of the state. Ron DeSantis is saying that, children are property of their parents. The parents have the right, not government education. Complete 180 from the Nazi Party. Fake news, NBC. But it says here, an NBC News opinion column asserted Wednesday that Governor Ron DeSantis' efforts to ban CRT and protect young children from being taught about gender and sexuality in inappropriate ways in public schools represents, quote, thought control that has happened in Nazi Germany or today's China. Written by former federal prosecutor Dennis Aftergut, the opinion piece titled Ron DeSantis Has Taken Trump's Playbook and Made It Much More Dangerous discuss how the Florida Republican has turned Trump's divisive talk into real and really harmful action that mirrors action done in totalitarian societies. Well, NBC News, it seems like you actually want a totalitarian society because you guys don't want parents to have the rights. Government education has too much power right now, and it should not be that way. If I don't want my kid learning about sexuality in kindergarten, I should have that power. It should not be teachers teaching that. Teachers are not hired to actually teach that stuff, especially to younger kids. But oh no, the mainstream media wants teachers to sexualize your children. How disgusting is that, NBC News? Aftergut's reasoning included a variety of DeSantis' recent policy decisions, including the enactment of the Parental Rights in Education Bill, but he was really focused on the governor's latest initiative, which Aftergut described as censoring math books. Now, folks, I did a video on the math books. Some of the stuff that they were actually, some of the stuff that was actually in these math books had little to do with math. Now, yeah, they had math problems, but it was very, very deceptive. So they would give like a, almost like a sexual lesson in a way. And they would actually have a real math problem. And it was kind of like a fill in the blank. If you solve the math problem, you were able to fill in the blank of this CRT, this woke ideology, and put two and two together. Should not be that way. I'm glad that Ron DeSantis banned this stuff. He wrote, quote, So it's come to this in Florida, I should say, censoring math books. Last Saturday, the state's education board banned 54 of 132 books submitted for inclusion in public schools' math curricula. He added, quote, the board said it had decided to reject more than half of the math textbooks submitted because they included prohibited topics or unsolicited strategies, including CRT. Aftergut, were the textbooks' algebraic equations somehow encoded with secret woke messages like CRT Trojan horses? And responded, I won't hold my breath for answers. Well, they were. They absolutely were. It's out there, folks. It's on the internet. You can go and see it. The state of Florida released several examples from the rejected math textbooks. One described the implicit association test, which measures levels of racial prejudice, while displaying a graph suggesting conservatives are more inclined to be racially biased. So they even are bringing politics into it. The others made references to race and social and emotional learning, deemed not fit for the state's math curriculum by Florida Department of Education. The department stated it, quote, is continuing to give publishers the opportunity to remediate all deficiencies identified during the review. Still, Aftergut claimed it's all part of DeSantis's bid to politicize education. No, the left is trying to politicize education. They're doing a bunch of stuff, man, that I believe that average parents want their children to have no part of. See, the left, man, they're so out of touch. And I can't believe that they want to die on this hill. They're going to get crushed in the midterms. And all the projections say that, man. All they had to do was take a look at Virginia. What happened in Virginia, when you went after the kids, the parents said no. And they voted Republican. First time they voted Republican in like 13 years or something like that. It flipped. But Democrats and leftists still have not learned their lesson. And they're going to get crushed. And they should. And I'm glad. Aftergut added, certainly what's happening now in Florida looks a lot like the thought control that has happened in totalitarian societies, whether in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, or today's China. The banning of books is a central strategy for strongmen. DeSantis has no qualms using that playbook if he thinks it will benefit him politically. I can't believe this so-called journalist here is trying to compare woke math books to what's going on in China today, or what happened in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. It's not even remotely the same. No parents here today want their children to be sexualized, except for the left. When I was in school, folks, these discussions never happened. Because teachers, in my day at least, they knew that they shouldn't be talking about these topics with 5-year-olds, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. It should not happen. And the parents, just look at the voting numbers. Like I said, look at Virginia. The parents are not on board with this woke agenda coming from the left. And they're going to pay a price. Anybody that's comparing Ron DeSantis to Hitler is spreading fake news. Complete fake news. And I honestly believe, folks, if Trump was to run right now against Biden, he would win. He absolutely would win. Because the left has went completely insane. Completely insane, folks. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, NBC fake news compares Ron DeSantis to...
Let's go ahead, because he'll go on and on and on. I found that synchronicity with what our caller was talking about. So that was for our caller. And so Luca, you want to jump on any of that before I do?
I would love to. I would love to. And thank you. I really honor you for letting me go first. Everything, in my humble opinion, okay? Thank you. Everything is in layers as far as knowledge goes. People know about what happened in the Hitler era. Okay, that's one layer. People know about DeSantis, that's one layer. People know about how everything is set up now, that's another layer. If people know about those layers, they understand why those layers are there. If you hang on to propaganda in one layer, but you're right about the two other ones, that's, I don't know what's worse, disinformation or misinformation, right? Because then you're automatically guilty of throwing out propaganda. It's even worse because you're right in the other that call that clip you just played. My teachers would call him a moron. because he's not paying attention to what happened in the Hitler era. If he did, he would realize, and he probably wouldn't have the strength to say it like I'm going to say it, but he would realize that Hitler was doing the right thing, just like Ron DeSantis should be doing the right thing, which would be to step in. But Ron DeSantis isn't doing that because he's controlled opposition. Hitler was, believe it or not, a pure Christian, and he did what a pure Christian would do. He did the book burnings, and he cleaned up the streets of Berlin and told Marlene Dietrich to go out. No, you're not welcome in Germany. Bye, Berlin. See you. And the book burnings were about the porn that he was cleaning up the streets with. They were the teachings for the Freemasonry and the Zionism that he was getting kicked out of Germany. He didn't want to have anything to do with that. That's how the party started. And they used Hitler as a front man. And then you find out all kinds of other things. So, no, I don't believe that. I think it's an honor right now, as far as what I know about Hitler's Germany and what John Stadmiller knew about Hitler's Germany, to be associated with that. Because, you know, in essence, we should be living the life that Hitler would have wanted for Germany. No, Zionists say, no, you can't have that. Sorry. That comes in direct conflict with us and what we stand for, which is the polar opposite of what you want. So it's a whole other ballgame. And excuse me for ranting, but that's, you really have to know what you're talking about at that level, or you're going to confuse people even more. That's my thought.
Yeah. Well, whenever you have, math book questions, problems, I always thought they were stupid. Whenever I was in school, I remember, what's his name? Sasha Baron, I forget his last name. He does his Ollie G character. You know, making math relevant. If you've got 2 kilos of some green kind bud and you need to pay the electric bill, and he starts splitting up, you know, doing the math like a drug dealer. And so, you know, making math relevant. Well, I think what he was alluding to is how sexualized these questions were. If you can split Mary's legs open at a 90-degree angle, and and you place your penis in her vagina, how many joules of force would it take to get you off? You know, that's what it's getting to right now. So, making math relevant again. Yay! That thing went the wrong direction with it, but hey, it's relevant again.
That's not the wrong direction. It's called another direction. There's no direction that's wrong, I don't think.
Making math relevant is definitely something that should be done, but there's just no correlation between math and the real world. You know, you're not going to be figuring out how long, you know, when your train is going to get somewhere versus somebody else's train. There's a schedule. There's going to be flashing on something. There's a schedule. You need to figure that out. So, making the math relevant is math that we're not going to use. I mean, if it's something that someone does know for a fact they're going to use, the career that they're going to take, you know, that's one thing. And which is absolutely ridiculous, because that level of math you're not going to use unless you're a nuclear submarine engineer. You're not. You're just not. And even if you do find yourself at that point where you are going to be a nuclear submarine engineer, you're going to have to take classes again before that anyways, for that same math. So making it relevant, wasting our time. They're not making it relevant. They're wasting our time. They're not going to make it relevant. They can't. It's just impossible to make it relevant. Hell, I invent stuff all the time. Do I use any of that math stuff? No, I don't. I know the principle. I can get the patents if I could just have the powers to be to stop fighting against me just because they know who I am and want to cock block me. Whoops. Guess what on the air? Is that one of the seven words?
When I feel like saying something like that, I just go. I do the beep myself.
But so that you, making education relevant. So I guess the leftists, since they're taking control of that education, they're making it relevant towards them to push their agenda, as we all know. Now, my thing is that we as a society need to start gearing towards homeschooling. You know, I know there are people like, oh, I work a job. You know what? And I there's just, it's just a different generation. I know it's different. Listen, my mom, since my dad was there all the time, my mom, she worked 12-hour shifts, 5 days a week at her job. She came home. She cooked dinner. She cleaned. She did my laundry. She did the dishes. Still had enough time to help me with my homework. Okay?
That's a matriarch.
Everyday routine.
Matriarch. Yeah.
That's that, right. So for these people like, I work a job. I can't homeschool my children. What? Are you kidding me? You probably don't work 12-hour shifts. You work 8-hour shift. Okay, come on. You can. It only takes a couple of hours a day for homeschooling to get the core information. Okay. Enough to pass the tests, the standardized tests that the system has for you. A couple hours a day. You know, you don't tell me you can't spare 2 hours out of your day for your kid. And that's if your kid is fidgety, slow. You know, really, it would take about 45 minutes a day to homeschool your kid, really. Just make sure they're doing the homework that you can report. If they're having trouble with the homework, then they come to you. But a lot of times, these kids that get to be homeschooling, they'll take on the routine themselves, and they will skyrocket through the stuff, teaching themselves. Again, I'm self-taught, okay? I read my encyclopedia set from A to Z. Because I was grounded so much. But from A to Z, I have an entire encyclopedia in my head. I graduated from high school as a freshman. So boring. I had to educate myself. School is so boring to me. And there are a lot of kids out there that are like I am and just never given a chance because it's fall in line. Another brick in the wall. No, you're going to do everything like everybody else did it. Well, if you're going to do everything like how everybody else did it, your son may be chopping off his nuts because he's not special. He may be chopping off his nuts pretty soon so he can be first place in a women's event somewhere. Because you didn't take control of the reins of raising your own children and saying that the path and their future to their future is laid out correctly. Mm-hmm. Well, it's best as you can get it. I want to say correctly. Yeah. No, it hasn't perfect, but as best as you can get it.
You're nailing it.
there are answers to these problems. You don't have to do, you know, just if you're not ready to join a militia, join a different workforce. Where, you know, what happened to the Teamsters? Can we bring Teamsters back? Can we do something? Black Panthers, somebody, can we bring something back here? Can we have a workers' party? How about an education party?
How about joining RBN? That'd be a good idea.
How about joining TLBTalk.com?
There you go.
Freedom of Speech Social Network.
I got a problem now, because now I got to free up $20 a month for RBN and $20 a month for TLB Talk. So it's getting expensive, but it's worth it.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, you know what, guys? This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I want to thank you guys for listening in, and of course, callers. We're gonna try to have more time for callers. I know we like to go on and on and on and on and on, but that's just because we're regulators. We're G like that, and that's just how we do things. But yes. We're definitely gonna have more time to talk to you guys. We're gonna make sure of it. But as for tonight, that's all the time we have. So once again, thank you for listening into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves. Yeah. Share this media.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going
to
say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.